For the past 5 years, one question has remained on everyone's mind. What is up with the Scarab Minion shirt, and who came up with that idea? Okay, so that's more like two questions on everyone's mind. And I spent the better part of 2013 searching for the answers, straight from the Scarab Swarm itself. Listen if you dare.
Our minions are our children. Several of the college staff have children, and they are our little minions. So it's just another way of saying, you know, staff children. It's just cuter and funnier to say minions, but they are the ones that keep mommy and daddy a little bit sane during con and game days. They are like our little go-to guys to, you know, go give this to Mr. Dell or...
Bring a soda to Matt, yeah. So we won't, you know, we actually have a voice by the end of the day. Well, we were thinking about what to put on the shirts.
Yes.
That wouldn't be offensive, because we are a family con. We try to make sure that everybody's going to have fun and not be offended. And we're trying to think of something that everybody would catch, and Despicable Me had just come out not too long before, or long before and afterwards. Yeah, the first one. And I think it kind of got, while we talked it around, what we were going to put on the shirt, and it was going to be not as offensive. And
the kids were already running around making little minion noises.
And from, one of the kids that might have actually suggested it. I'm not even sure.
The kids, like I said, absolutely love their shirts. They, you know, we've had adults try to get minion shirts, and nope, they're just for the kiddos. And
Clay and his son were big into Despicable Me. And we had the kids running around doing different things, and we started calling them minions. And of course, it fits in with the whole fantasy role-playing type of thing. You have your minions that go out and do things, so it kind of is a combination of the Despicable Me thing and the fantasy minions. And they have been really awesome at running around at Scarab and, can you please go deliver this message to this person? Can you please go get this? Can you help me unpack these boxes? Because I have to say, the kids were awesome last year with people, you know, bringing in the boxes of the board game libraries coming in, all that stuff. They were definitely on the ball being good little minions and unpacking boxes. They were very helpful.
Well, all the children at the convention are free slave niggers. You see a child, and you say, your mother said that if I needed you to, you needed to do this. And then you have the child do it.
It only works for staff people that the children know. Regular con members cannot shanghai the children and make them do things for them.
Then there was Despicable Me and the minions he has. So they kind of hybrided the two, and they want to make the children into minions. And there was talk of making their shirts yellow, but I think that had been vetoed.
So who came up with the idea for the minion shirt?
I don't know. I kind of came in the middle of it. I probably missed that idea. I'm guessing that it was Brian or Dell.
Okay.
I came in well after the minion shirts had been decided, so I have no background into the minion story other than what I've heard from the various people.
I think there's a fight going on for credit over who came up with that. But I was not there, so I don't know.
Lots of people have mentioned it, but the person who got it actually created is Clayton. Clayton mentioned it to Dell, and Dell said that's a great idea and actually ordered them. So, long story short, Clayton's got to get the end credit because he got it. He convinced the top credit to actually put it in the order. So, it doesn't matter who's, you know, came up with the idea first. Whoever gets it done gets the credit. I'm sure that's going to start a fight later.
I don't know the exact origin of the word minion, or in terms of between everybody and Scarab. The only story that I know of is that it was at one of the conventions up in Charlotte. I don't remember if it was Mason or if it was Tom Carroll. But I was up running a scenario for Dell. And the word minion got said for whatever reason within the context of the scenario. And I, despicable me, having been out, and I know all the kids of the members of Scarab are big into that, and they also like to hang out and do whatever they can at the con. And I said, Del, wouldn't it be really cool if we actually had shirts that said minions on for all the kids? That way it would designate what their role is in Scarab. And plus we could just, you know, instead of saying, hey kids, now we could just say minions assemble. And we could actually, and I really wanted it to be yellow. Now, does that mean that I was the first one to come up with it? I will not take credit for that at all. I will only say that I brought it up to Del, not knowing whether or not it had been brought up before. And shortly thereafter, we had blue Scarab shirts that said Minion.
You're still holding out for yellow.
I'm still holding out for the yellow. I want the yellow, and then I'll try to convince the parents to get overalls for the kids, and then I'll see about getting the goggles or the masks and stuff like that, and the kids can run around. And then we'll get a friend of ours, Liz Allen, to come out with her minion costume to kind of run around with them. So,
because she's got the one with the lights on it, I think.
She took the DragonCon with her, yeah.
The minion shirts actually came to be because we were having some trouble with certain kinds of vegetables, specifically onions, and they were trying to limit the amount of onions we had. So they made a min onion shirt, and those people would then have a smaller amount of onions that would actually attack them at Scarab. And it's given out to the kids because we didn't want to have any kids showing up and smelling like onions.
Awesome.